So your home didn't sell the first time. Are you fed up? It's time to make a change. Hire the Selling with CC team to get your home sold. We like houses to sell, not sit. To schedule an appointment, go to sellingwithcc.com.
We have a coach on the hotline right now who knows all about free agency and draft.
And defense.
That's for sure. Lovie Smith and a couple of Jaguars, which you're going to get into. Smith joins us on the hotline right now, the head coach at Illinois, Chicago Bears, and Tampa Bay Bucks, and other stops in between. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Coach.
Thanks for having me on. How's it going?
You bet. What is it, you know, when you're running an NFL team and you're making roster decisions, free agency versus draft, what are the pluses and minuses for each? Did your individual philosophy fit with more, you know, one of those angles more than the other?
Yeah, well, I think you do everything you can. You have to use all, you know, everything at your disposal, really, to improve your team. I always believe, of course, the way you have longstanding success is, of course, through the draft. But it's just too hard to just do it through the draft. You have to rely on free agency some and kind of fill in some of the spots. I think that's pretty much the general consensus on how people would do it.
Visiting with Lovie Smith, the head coach of Illinois. Coach, I'm curious, down here, obviously, the cons are a big deal, and I know at Illinois they were a big deal. How much have you dealt with Shad Khan and his son Tony?
Well, they're, you know, we're pretty proud of, you know, they're distinguished alumni from my university and, of course, live here in town. You know, Tony and Shad, you know, great people. I'm sure you've been around them. You see,
sure.
It doesn't take long when you're around them to see what type of men they are. So we're big Jag fans around here, and especially, you know, adding a couple other alumni to the group.
Well, let's talk about them, Coach, because – you have the unique position of having coached in the league, knowing what an NFL player is and should be. And let's talk about two guys that you'll be sending up as rookies. First, you know, a little bit of unknown in these parts when we heard Dwayne Smoot's name called in round three. So tell us about him and what his potential is. Obviously, the Jaguars felt very highly of him, even with some stats that may have been down a little bit from his junior year. So give us the scouting report on Smoot and what he can bring to Jacksonville.
Well, first off, I think DeJuan Smoot's going to bring a lot. He has a nonstop motor. He plays hard every down. He's coachable. It's one thing to be a good guy and do what you're told to do.
Sure.
Both of those guys, I mean, DeJuan Smoot can rush the passer. Plays a run hard, too. He's a technician. Just don't see a whole lot of weaknesses. You know, it's about when you're paying a defensive end and you look to your defensive lineman, can they rush the passer? And he can rush the passer. His numbers were down a little bit, but there are things that contribute to that. Once you go into a season and people know about you, you know, sometimes, you know, you have a year where the numbers aren't exactly what you like for them to be, but he'll get those numbers back up.
Visiting with Illinois coach Lovie Smith. I'm curious, Coach, did Tom Coughlin, Dave Caldwell, Doug Marrone, any of them talk to you extensively about DeJuan Smoot, or did they, you know, were you brought in at all? I mean, you would have a keen working insight into him both as his coach and as a former NFL coach, too.
Yeah, and it's a little bit different situation around here. There's a lot of people, you know, in the Jacksonville organization that knows, you know, talks about Shad and Tony. They know quite a bit. They have an excellent scout that works our area, too. So they had all the information, I think. Mm-hmm. I think most teams know a few colleges a little bit more than they know others, and they have all the inside information. And the Jaguars had all of that on both of our guys.
Talk a little bit about the guy they signed in rookie free agency, Phillips there, Coach Carroll Phillips. What can you expect out of him? Is he, you know, kind of that hybrid defensive end, stand up linebacker, you know, pass rusher himself? What are his strengths?
Yes, similar strength. DeJuan Smoot, a little bit bigger, can play the run a little bit better. Carroll Phillips, statistic-wise, had, as good a, maybe even a little bit more productive senior year here. But what he can do, you mentioned hybrid. Yes, he's a, to me, a right end. And when I say right end, rush, speed, he can bend, dip. Again, another guy that can rush the passer. I know a few teams kind of play toy with the idea of playing him at, at maybe a Sam linebacker type stand-up guy, but I think both guys should have their hand down, three-point stance, coming off the edge.
Visiting with Lovie Smith. Coach, the transition from the NFL to college, I'd like to talk to you about that a little bit. And, man, you got into the Big Ten when the Big Ten is like really – I mean, you want to talk about – an all-star lineup of coaches, you guys up there. Wow. I mean, it's an impressive group.
Yeah, it is, but keep in mind about my background. I mean, the NFL is a pretty impressive group too. So,
yeah.
From my time in Chicago, I looked at the University of Illinois and wondered why it couldn't be a team that people talked about, like you're talking about some of the other schools. And after a year on the job, even though we, the wins didn't say that, we're going to bring fear in anyone right away, but it's a process. And University of Illinois can compete. There's been a time when, we've been up there and we'll get the team back.
All right, Coach. Well, we certainly appreciate your insight. We know you got a lot of work to do up there at Illinois. And, yeah, you're right. You make a good point. You step from a league where – there's a great coach on every single sideline, so I'm sure that you're not dissuaded at all by the challenges you had have ahead of you at Illinois. We look forward to seeing production out of your guys here as rookies, and we'll catch up with you down the line. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for having me on. Take care.